Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Helper Mayor Lanice Peterman, as well as Ryan Pollock. Thank you both for taking the time to come sit down with us. Today we're focusing on First Friday for Helper, as well as the Castlegate Memorial Project. Two things that I think are just great for the community, so thank you for taking the time to come talk about it.
Thank you.
Now, for some people who might not know, what is the First Friday in Helper?
So First Friday was started by local business owners who were really looking to promote people coming into Helper and visiting the Main Street and the different small business owners there.
And Helper, just kind of the epicenter in Carbon County for small businesses. And a lot of art goes on there, too. It's just, I love Helper as a city.
Right. We're very fortunate. We have a number of artists up and down our main street, both with working studios and galleries that are open. And we love having guests and locals come in and visit.
We're super excited about this event. Of course, First Friday is always a lot of fun for the Helper community, a way for the galleries to open their doors, welcome the public in, maybe folks who hadn't previously been into a gallery, maybe a little less intimidating to go see all that great art. And we had the opportunity for this First Friday to combine that with a project that Utah Power Credit Union is working on, and that is the Castlegate Memorial Project.
So let's dive a little in depth to that memorial project. Just kind of give us an overview of what the Castlegate Memorial Project is.
So the August 1st Friday is really dedicated to raising funds to do some good things out at the Castlegate Cemetery to make it, to memorialize it with a little more honor than it currently has.
Some may remember that it's the 100th anniversary of the Castlegate mine disaster that killed every miner inside that mine. And a documentary was produced in March to commemorate the 100th anniversary of that. And we have partnered with the city of Helper, as well as the author of a fantastic book called Castlegate, on sale right now at Utah Power Credit Union offices, to raise funds to do some cleanup at the Castlegate Cemetery, as well as we're hoping that we could even do a little trail that leads to the mine and have some more remembrance of all of those folks that lost their lives and the families, of course, that are still affected to this day.
I feel like sometimes we get too caught up in looking forward, trying to move, that we don't take the time to step back and kind of look at where we came from, what kind of led to where we are now.
Right. So, you know, commemorating that explosion, which occurred 100 years ago this past March 8th, is just really a way to honor those ancestors and people who we're here doing the work that made Carbon County go. So we want to make sure they get the respect and honor they deserve.
So it's just a great cause that this is going to. Now, outside of First Friday, if there are people who want to donate to this project, what's a way they can do that?
Oh, thank you. We would love to have any donation, either monetary or in time, materials. Like I said, we are planning to do a little pathway walk, nature walk at the cemetery. So they can contact Utah Power Credit Union, one of our offices down here, either in Carbon, Emery County, Huntington, Helper, or Price, and they can direct them how best their resources, doesn't need to be monetary. We'll take the volunteer effort as well. And we'd love to have anyone participate in this project. That's really what it is. It's all about this community.
It's not just something to help build this great memorial for that mine disaster, but it's also a good way to get the community involved and kind of give back, which has been just a big theme in every interview I've done talking about Helper. So props to you guys for really putting together this incredible project.
Thank you.
Now, as the mayor of Helper, what does this memorial project mean to you?
You know, it's really about honoring the history of coal mining in our community. It really is, you know, the basis of why we're all here in Carbon County. So we want to make sure we don't forget that, and that we do honor those people who worked in those mines, because what a unbelievably tough job it had to have been. And we want to make sure we don't forget that. It's important. It informs who we are today, and we want to make sure we're honoring it.
Now, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Come and see us on August 2nd. This is no typical First Friday. We'll have things for the whole family to do. You'll get a vintage photo in front of the mine with your mine gear on, as well as come and meet the author of that book. If you've already purchased a book, she can sign that book for you, or you can purchase one there, and a lot of other things too. Come and see us on August 2nd.
Just come out that first Friday. We have kids' activities. We will have just lots of things going on. We will block a portion of Main Street. So park on 100 West and come visit these businesses and, you know, let's have some fun.
You're not going to want to miss this Helper First Friday coming up on August 2nd. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.